Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Hi, my name is Joshua, and today I'm here with Mel. How are you today, Mel?
I am so much better than I have been in the last month. I've been getting over ear and throat infection, which was delayed in being diagnosed, and antibiotics didn't work for me, and I had reactions to them. So it was such a delayed treatment, and I got very sick, as I told you guys a few weeks ago, and I'm about 85-90% better now. So I'm getting out to the beach and getting in fresh air, and I'm going to start back in my line dancing this week. So I'm feeling so much better. And how are you doing, Josh?
Good, very good.
So on today's show, we have some new music for you, and we're going to talk about my beach experience yesterday and a bit of a challenge that I had. And Josh is going to talk about his gardening job, because I really don't know how to identify and pull out a weed. Josh, you'll have to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we have some music right now.
Otherwise you told me love me so the day I die. Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You pushing, I'm pulling away. Conversations end like it's the last goodbye. Now one of us gets too drunk and calls about 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you're looking at those strangers, hope to God you see my face. I'm pulling away from you. I giving, you take, giving, you take. You're running, I'm running, I'm running away from you. From you. So I'm just a damn man.
on, so we turn it up. Yeah, we turn it up. Ain't got no tears in my body. I ran up a boy. I like it. I like it. I like it. Don't matter how, what, who tries it. We out here vibing. We vibing. We vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop now. Can't stop, so shut your mouth. Yeah. And if you don't know the name, we turn it up, yeah, we turn it up. They point out the colors of you, I see them too, and boy, I like them, I like them, I like them. We're way too fired up about taking all this hate, we out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing. Even when it's raining down, can't stop, can't stop, so shut your mouth, yeah.
Josh, you have a gardening and maintenance job. Tell me a little bit about what you do in that job.
I work for Renaissance, which is a special needs group, and they look after people with disabilities, and I've been with them for many, many years, and last year I got a job through them.
Wow, well, that was very generous of them, and they obviously identified your skills and loyalty and hard work, you know, to give you that job, because that's a job that needs a lot of uptake and maintenance. So what kind of things do you actually have to do? Do you have to pull out weeds or use a weed whacker?
No, you just, I've got some spray at the moment. Well, first of all, you got to have patience for working in an environment with weeds, and you got to have patience just for yourself, because you got to know how to maintain, and you got to have the right skill to do it. And if you don't, then you don't bother doing it, because it can wreck it. And the way I learned is that my brother taught me how to do gardening, and I learned how to do all sorts of other things, like what type of stuff to use. And well, one of my growing methods is to use root blast, which is a growing product that helps plants grow, and I've learned how to maintain that and just keep an eye on the how it's going every day, make sure you water it every day, and just get your hand, first of all, if you're a beginner and want to learn how to do gardening, get your hands in the dirt and start getting the feel of the dirt, and doesn't matter if you've got bugs or anything on your hands, just get used to from your hands and your hand in the dirt, and it's a way of learning how to do things if you've got a disability, and just it's a good feeling, but then you can move on from that to doing plants, which is you got to have the patience to see how the plant's doing and how it's feeling before you stick it in the ground, or because a plant can actually tell you a story. It doesn't have to go, oh, I'm dead. Mm-hmm. It can tell you, yes, you can put me in the ground, and yes, you can grow, you can start growing, and it's just by looking after it, maintaining it, basically. And I've got other skills, but I keep that to myself.
Yeah, well, I get a little bit nervous when I hang out the washing in the sun after there has been a rain and the grass is all wet, because I've heard that the worms come out of the ground after, you know, while it's raining so they can breathe and do whatever. And I'm like, I really hope I don't step on a worm. And that's as far as I have gone in gardening. But what kind of things are you growing for Renaissance Group in their garden?
I'm not growing anything at the moment, but I wish I could. I've put some plants in on Friday.
Yes.
And if you're learning how to do gardening or growing a compost, the best worms to use is tiger worms, because let me tell you why. Because tiger worms are a very unique worm, and they are expensive to buy, but you can actually buy them and sell them yourself, because they one egg has over thousands and thousands and thousands of little baby worms in them, and they also produce a liquid, a watery liquid that is good for the good for the garden as well. They produce their own unique product for the garden, and yeah, it helps to grow. Depends on what kind of stuff you're using or anything like that. If you're doing, it doesn't. There's all sorts of techniques to use and gardening. So
Yes. So I compost at home. So whenever I peel a carrot or a potato or have other scraps from my vegetables and some leftover food, you know, I don't put meat in my compost and scrap things. We build up an ice cream container of scraps, and then we take it down to the backyard and put it in a big bucket of like dirt and other scraps and stuff that have been rotting down and making compost. So what kind of things would you use compost for in the garden, Josh?
You would use paper in the garden or something like that, because paper can hold water in it and it can break down. And also you can get cardboard planting boxes, which you can stick them in and you can grow your plants in, because if you stick the water in the box itself, it holds it in, and then the plant slowly grows.
Oh, wow. And I suppose adding a bit of compost would, like, give nutrients and things to the plants, right?
Yes, it gives it nutrients and it gives it the energy it needs to help to survive and get a positive outcome of the plant itself.
Oh, well, because I'm staying with my boyfriend down in Huntley a lot, and I joked with him that I wanted to get a plant to plant my roots down there. And I think, you know, your idea of a pot or some kind of box that I can use to put on his little front step would be really good for me. So something that's like low maintenance, like a little flax or some kind of really low maintenance flower would be really good for me. You know, once I go down there, like once a week, I can just water it and leave it to sort of grow, you know, with the seasons as it goes. Would you have any recommendations for that?
If you're growing up a little seedling, make sure that when you put it in, you don't fiddle with it the whole time. You just dig a little hole, you put the seed in, and then you plant it in. Or there is a little one that's starting to grow, and then you just leave it, and then you water it every night, but not during the daytime, because it can actually wreck it, because it can actually burn and kill itself.
Oh, that's right. That's why I've heard, like, water your garden in the mornings before the sun comes up, or in the late evening.
The best time to water a garden is actually at night time, because the water, and then when the sun comes out, it actually helps it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
helpful. My brother
taught
me so much stuff. It's, like, phenomenal. The way I do my gardening is thanks to him.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of berm gardens? You know, like the pieces of grass that are just by the footpath, and people grow gardens and vegetables and fruit on there, which, like, is a communal abundance of fruits and vegetables and different plants for the community. And that's something I'd really like to do one day. And even though it's council land, I suppose, and, you know, there's bylaws and things, I think I'd really like to do that one day. What kind of fruits and vegetables would you like to grow, Josh?
Well, there is a very unique fruit that I just found some seeds on, and it is called a lemon. It's like those. It's called lemon caviar.
Oh wow!
And it's a very unique plant, unique fruit. And when you open the fruit and you squeeze out these little round things of lemon, it's like lemon juice, but these little lemon things, and it's called lemon caviar. And if you want to have a look at it, just go to on YouTube and say lemon caviar plant, and it will show you what the lemon caviar looks like. It looks like actual caviar.
Okay, it sounds really fancy and yummy. Good in a sorbet or something. All right, well, let's listen to some more music.
sending in the message when you smile. Take my time. There's something in you. Let up heaven in me. The feeling won't let me sleep. Cause I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. See wonderland in your eyes. Might need your company tonight. Something in you, yeah, of heaven in me. The feeling won't let me sleep. Cause I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes. Like all you need. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need.
Mel and Josh on Radio Gaga. Josh, I went to a really secluded beach yesterday and I didn't expect that I had to climb over a whole lot of rocks just to get to this one little beach in the middle of nowhere, really. And whilst my boyfriend was leading the way and I was confident and trusted him in leading the way, I had to be really confident in myself as well that I could get over this really rocky point, and there was a cliff right above us. So it was around a point. So I had to determine what can I actually see the difference between little water holes and slippery rocks and slimy rocks and dry rocks, and put my foot down really carefully. And I'm glad I have other limbs that I can use to catch myself if I need to, but it took me probably twice as long to get over these rocks than it would a fully capable person. And I was so proud of myself because I didn't slip over. I didn't bring my boyfriend down with me.
That's good.
Yeah. So I could see the contrast between also darker rocks on the sand, and because it was like brown sand, so and black rocks, so I had to determine, yes, that's a rock, and yes, that's the sand. I was a bit scared coming back because the tide had come in. So before we went, we had to check that it was low tide, so we could go around, going to the beach, we could go on the lower rocks. But coming back, we had to climb up a whole lot of other rocks, like, they were very high, so we had to actually climb. And I got over those, and I actually did slide on my I didn't fall down, but I slid on my bum down the other side. And it was just a lot safer for me. And whilst my boyfriend used his feet very carefully to go down the other side. But I don't think I'll be doing that too much. Probably in the summer will be a lot better because it'll be a lot drier. But I suggested to my boyfriend that we get a little a dinghy or a little boat that we can use to go around the cliff next time. And that will be a much safer way, and we can take some drinks and blankets and little tenty things. So that will be our little romantic secluded spot. But I would just encourage everyone, if you think something's going to be challenging, go and try it and just take it slowly and at your own pace, and you'll find that you will enjoy yourself and have a good time. So, have you ever had to climb over rocks like that, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah? Whereabouts have you done that?
I've climbed over rocks many, many times in my time.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your favourite beach to go to and do that?
Thames.
Thames. Yes, I used to camp on the Coromandel as a child, so that's not very far, is it?
No, it's not that far. We actually have a friend that lives down on Coromandel, and we go to her batch every, well, summertime. Hopefully I get to go down there again. And I want to go back to Taupo Creek Holiday Park again because that's a very sacred place to me. It's got a nice waterfall, nice swimming holes, and I just love swimming.
Do you have to trek very far to get to the water hole and the waterfall?
No, not that far at all. I know where it is.
Oh, great. Well, I hope you enjoy that this summer.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, and you can also find us on www.radiogaga.co.nz.
Or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. That's all from us today. Enjoy your week.
Bye.
It never fades away. It's staying. Your kiss like broken glass on my skin. And all the greatest loves end in violence. It's tearing up my voice, left in silence. Baby, it hits so hard, holding on to my chest. Maybe you left your mark, reminding me to forget. It doesn't matter where you are, you can keep my regrets. Baby, I got these scars, reminding me to forget. Reminding me I got these scars, get your love. Reminding me, oh, to get your love. You left your bed. There's no room in war for feelings. Hurt me to the core, still healing. And I know you're no good for me. So I try to forget the memories. Cause baby, it hits so hard.